Hey, everybody, I'm Brad. I'm here with my wife, Kara. I want to welcome you into I'll Just Get a Burger, our journey to healthier living. It's a new year, and with that, we want to change our lifestyle to be a bit more healthy.
How did we get here? I would say that the first time I started trying to lose weight and have a healthier lifestyle, I was probably 15 or 16 years old, maybe a little bit younger. I know I was in seventh grade the first time I actually joined like a real gym and had somebody teaching me how to exercise. And it was a gym for ladies only. And my mom signed me up for it. I know, it was so exciting. It was called Inches Away. And I did. I lost lots of inches. I did not lose a lot of weight, but I didn't care because I felt good and I felt healthy. And this is a journey that I have been on for a long time. And Brad has been pulled along with me through different diets and different workouts and different, can you hold me accountable to X, Y, and Z?
And I'm really good at derailing them.
I mean, that is his specialty. He is a phenomenal supporter. He's always like, you know what, baby, if this is what you need, that's fine. Like, yeah, we can do this. And then he'll walk into the room with two pints of ice cream and hand me one.
It's true. It's so true.
So I asked him, and we've done this more than once. So don't think this is the only time Brad has ever been pulled into one of my get healthy schemes. Whenever I was trying to come up with a way, because my waistline has continued to grow and so has his. And I would say he always started out a good 40, 50 pounds heavier than me. And every pound I have gained, I think he's matched, including
pretty
pounds
much
gained during pregnancy.
Pretty much.
So I asked him, you know, what could we do? What could we do? And your response was
Weight Watchers.
Because that is something we've done in the past and it worked. The one drawback with Weight Watchers, however, was what?
It's always the cost.
It is.
It's never in the budget. Well, like we've tried. I mean, it works. It's a system that works. It works for us, but we just couldn't afford it in our budget.
And why did it work for you?
Because I was held accountable. And there was that accountability of someone else, not just between us, you know, seeing a change or whatnot.
One time we did a weight loss challenge with the people in our little two-family house complex, and he's competitive. And so he was like, oh, I'm going to win this. I am all in. I can't remember what you did that time.
I did Atkins that time. That was the diet I went with, and I think I lost like 30 pounds, 35 pounds.
I would say it was something like that.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, it was pretty significant, and he did win.
And I gained it all back pretty quickly.
And that is also true, because when the competition was over, he was like, rock on, where's that burger?
Yep, I've always been the one that I don't think about what's in food or anything like that. I'm like, oh, tastes good, so I'm just going to eat it.
We actually had that conversation today where I said, do you not care what you put in your body? He goes, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't think about it. It tastes good. Okay, I'm going to eat this.
And it used to be kind of like a little party game for me. I could look at something and tell you all of the nutritional information about it and be pretty accurate if it was on the package. So that brings us kind of to now. When we started looking, whenever he said Weight Watchers, and we knew it wasn't really in the budget, because quite truthfully, it would have to be in the budget for a very long time. We both have significant things we would like to work on, significant amounts of weight we would like to lose. So then I asked him, what is a way that I can keep you accountable?
And I said, a podcast, because I do another podcast and I love podcasting. So I thought it was some way that would keep me accountable, something that we have to check in on, that we have to record and think about to keep this going.
This is not the kind of way I usually like to do things. I'm a pretty private person. I'm not a woohoo, let's go air all of our fat all over the internet. But I think that this is something that will make him stick with it. And if he sticks with it, he will not derail me.
Yep.
So it's really all about me.
So for this podcast, we are going to kind of take you through our journey. We're going to start with this one, give you goals that we're looking to do, and kind of each episode, each week, we will kind of do a check-in of things that are working in this, things that we're having a tough time with, and just kind of go from there. And after a certain period, we'll do, you know, big check-ins. You know, every 30 days we can do a weight check-in. We don't have to...
I'm fine with throwing out a number. I will tell you how much I have lost. I am not telling you what I started at. He's just willing to put it all out there. I'm not that good.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Maybe someday on a website we'll post a before and after picture. Maybe not, but maybe.
But yeah, this is just going to be our journey to healthier living, as we said as we said at the beginning. It's just a way for me to keep accountable, and I think it's something fun that we can do, that we're going to do together,
which will also be nice, because that is another piece of this that I think is harder for me. I truly enjoy exercise. I truly enjoy going out, and whether it's going to a gym or getting on my bike and going for a bike ride, that's not really part of Brad's DNA.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He'll play a sport. And
I will.
And loves to do that. But for me to say, hey, let's go to the gym, I get this, you just grumble, grew grumble, through grumble. Heads, grumble, 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 why would I do that look? So hopefully this can help both of us as we move along.
Yes. So let's give our three goals that we're hoping to accomplish, and kind of any ways that you're going to go through doing so.
Sure. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Sure. I mean, you can go. Our first one is pretty much the same.
Our first one is the same. Ultimately, throughout this journey, and it's definitely going to be a while, we want to lose weight. I know my weight loss goal is far more than his. He's probably being realistic. I am not.
Well, my goal, yes, weight loss is a big thing. And my ultimate goal for right now is to lose at least 60 pounds. And then if I lose more, great. I mean, get as close to that as I can. My ideal weight for my height is more than 60 pounds, but that's my first target.
And I think that that's a really great target, especially for somebody who truly, the title of this, I'll just have a burger, that's him. When we first started dating, he was like, spaghetti is my favorite food. Anytime we went out, I never saw him order spaghetti. I never saw him really make spaghetti at home. But man, if there's a burger on the menu, the bigger, the greasier, the more crap that was on it, the happier he was.
Yep. And it's usually my response. You're like, what do you want to get for dinner? And I'll be like, how about a burger? Let's go get a burger.
I was a vegetarian for a very long time. And then for many years after starting to eat meat again, I didn't eat any red meat. So every time he throws out, let's go get a burger, my first thought is always like, oh, not again. All that grease. Yeah, mine is the same. The very first one is obviously weight loss. And beyond just wanting to feel better about myself and look better in clothes, because I'm not going to lie, that's part of it. Part of it is 100% vanity for me. I am getting older. We're just going to go with the age that my children think that I am. And even with that age, I'm starting to notice, like, my joints aren't as happy as they used to be.
I mean, you see me every day. Like I always say, my knees hurt, my back hurts, and a lot of that is weight. If I lose that, those pains may not go away completely, but they may lessen.
I'm worried that I am getting to that, and I haven't had this checked, so I really can't say this with any certainty, that pre-diabetic point on a doctor's blood scale. And so with all of that in mind, we're doing something very, very drastic.
Yes. And our second goal is pretty much the same. We want to change our eating habits. And to do so, you suggested doing Whole30, which
I've done twice before.
Which where, I mean, you were, it's a drastic change, especially for me, like cutting sugars and all kinds of stuff out. It's going to be a shock to my system, let me tell you that. But if it's a way to help reprogram, basically reprogram my brain into thinking a different way to eating and being healthier, then let's do it.
We will be doing Whole 30 for 30 days, and then we will reevaluate and see where we want to go from there. If it's something we want to stick with, I kind of hope that we do. We may want to start incorporating some things back in.
Yeah.
But just this idea of helping us figure out what trigger foods are for us, getting rid of some of that inflammation in our system, and basically just eating in a way that is far better for our bodies in general.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because most time if it's not a burger, it's out of a box, it's cans of soda, it's, you know, whatever packaged stuff I quickly buy or fast food or whatnot.
A few things that you as listeners should probably know. We have two kiddos. We have a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old. He's almost 9, so got to make sure we get that ever important age in there. And then his mom lives with us as well. And I would say I sound awful when I say this, but I had probably done a pretty good job of getting you to eat more real food until she moved in with us. The way she eats is from a box. That's how you grew
up.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I grew up eating. That's just how we did it. It's cheaper. It's easier.
It's much cheaper.
It's more convenient. I mean, that's kind of ingrained in my mind. So to me, it's like, oh, it's just easy. Let's just do this. Whereas healthier eating, there's a lot more thinking and planning and figuring out to go forward.
And let's be really clear, I'll still be doing the thinking and the planning for this portion.
So our third goal, I don't know if they're the same or similar. My third goal is exercise. I'm planning on doing at least 30 minutes of exercise a day, whether it's walking the dog or whatever it is, as long as it's 30 minutes of activity where I'm not just sitting on the couch or whatever it is.
Podcast universe, please hear me when I tell you that in a week when we check in and I tell you how many times he's gotten angry with me for saying, hey, did you get 30 minutes in today?
Hey, you know what? It's accountability.
Exactly. And I expect you all to hold him accountable for me.
And I'm also part of an online group that starts today, and 30 minutes of activity is part of the check-in through another podcast.
I didn't know about this.
Yep, through another podcast. Other podcast friends, the Epic Film Guys, they do this every year. And I said, I'm doing it. Another way to keep me accountable with this and everything else. So
I'm really excited because I think maybe this will force him to clear off the treadmill that I've asked him to do, like, I don't know, probably 60, 70 times. And he will clear it off for a day. And then suddenly it starts getting packed up with stuff again.
Yeah. Make it less of a junk holder and more of a useful. So what is your third goal?
I kind of included the whole weight loss and 30 or whole 30 thing in one. So for me, that's one goal. The one goal is the weight loss, and my specific way I'm going to achieve that is the whole 30.
Okay.
Okay. So weight loss is kind of like that one big goal.
My
exercise piece that's in there, because like I said, it's something I do really enjoy, is just 3 times a week. I want to exercise 3 times a week for at least an hour.
Like a workout, more.
Yes.
Much less than my just a 30 minute
activity. Yes, it will be intensive. There will be not only a cardiovascular piece to it, but I also like to weight train. Something I need to do is get some stretching in there because I'm really not great with that. So there are things that I need to figure out with that, because that is another one where to make this happen is going to take planning.
I'm not always a planner. So if you're the first two is basically one overshadowed one goal, what's your final one?
My final one is drink 100 ounces of water a day.
That's right. You did say that.
I know personally that if I am hydrated, I am less likely to eat. And if I am less likely to randomly put stuff in my mouth, it is better for everyone.
Which hydration is key in all of this, which will probably be part of it as well for me. But since I can't crack open a soda or do all that, I gotta...
He keeps saying soda. He doesn't drink that much soda unless we're out, because we don't keep soda.
I still drink a lot.
Where are you getting it?
From my black market dealer.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Same with coffee. I drink a lot of coffees, but I put a lot of stuff in it.
And I just drink coffee black.
Drinking more water and less of this other stuff is going to help.
So next week, we will let you know how week one went on the whole 30.
Yes.
I'm worried because I know how much planning goes into this. And then just how you really have to make sure you have everything ready to go each day. We are great on Mondays. Believe it or not, we are fabulous on Mondays. We are awake. Our kids' lunches are packed. We are ready to go. We can almost get out the door on time.
And then Tuesday happens.
And all hell breaks loose.
By Friday, we're lucky if we get up on time.
By Friday, it's like, I don't care. Let them buy lunch. Who cares? Where is your shoes? What do you mean you left your shoes at schools? You came home barefoot? These are things that happen in our house by the time Friday rolls around. So I think Sunday is probably going to have to be a day where we have everything set up for the week.
Yep. Plan it. Portion it out. Our days. We'll update you on how everything goes next week. But hopefully you guys enjoy this journey that we have.
And join
going
us.
To start.
Yeah. Join us. We love it. And if you've done this and you have ideas for quick things, please send them our way. Like, we would love to hear any of your stories, anything that you might want to do.
You can send words of encouragement. Send us your journey, your thoughts, your goals for the year. You can send it to illgetaburger@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter. @IllGetAburger. You know, follow us along the way, and we can't wait to update you next week. See how we're doing.
Same place, same time.
Something like that. Bye.
Bye.